What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Electro Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 591. In this episode, I'll discuss recent expert recommendations regarding the use of dialysis to treat isoniazid poisoning. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode591. When taken in excess, isoniazid can cause severe toxicity, primarily in the form of seizure. Isoniazid inhibits pyridoxine metabolism and conversion of glutamate to GABA. This creates two problems that lead to excessive neuroexcitation and seizure. Glutamate levels are enhanced, and glutamate is the primary excitatory neurotransmitter, and at the same time, GABA levels are reduced, and GABA is the primary inhibitory neurotransmitter. The combination of more excitation and less inhibition leads to seizure and significant toxicity. These seizures are often refractory to benzodiazepines and other anticonvulsants. Thankfully, high-dose pyridoxine is an effective treatment for isoniazid toxicity. The administration of high-dose pyridoxine essentially eliminates mortality from isoniazid overdose as long as the patient does not present late for treatment. Limited supplies of pyridoxine and recent shortages have increased interest in using dialysis as a treatment for isoniazid toxicity. Isoniazid has a low molecular weight and low protein binding, making it theoretically an ideal candidate for removal by dialysis. Recently, the Extracorporeal Treatments and Poisoning Workgroup presented a review of evidence on whether dialysis was an effective treatment for isoniazid toxicity, and this was published in the journal Pharmacotherapy. The expert panel recommended against the routine use of dialysis for isoniazid toxicity, mainly for two reasons. Most importantly, pyridoxine undergoes significant removal by dialysis, and this can be expected to undermine the ability of pyridoxine to terminate seizures. And number two, the ability of dialysis to remove isoniazid drops significantly after just 2 hours post-ingestion. While 75% of an IV dose of isoniazid is removed by dialysis, if dialysis is started immediately, 2 hours after oral ingestion of isoniazid, less than 20% of an oral dose of isoniazid is recovered. The expert panel issued a recommendation against using dialysis to treat isoniazid toxicity, except in the rare case of inability to administer pyridoxine in a patient whose seizures are not controlled by benzodiazepines or other GABA modulators. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.